It'll come to order. Members may indicate their presence by voting.
There are 18 members present.
Reverend the chaplain, Reverend Neil Thorne.
Let us pray. Although it didn't include Alaska, the amazing wealth and beauty of the Louisiana Purchase, which Lewis and Clark's Party of 40 began to explore on this day in 1804. Well, Father, it still humbles us, and we stand in awe of the vast richness of creation. We pray to be worthy of the often strange and new challenges of our day, in our lives. Unexpected vistas unfold before us, new lands, new potentials, and people with creative ideas. We are grateful for the opportunity to reflect and marvel how you provide us still with whole new worlds laid open for exploring. Thanks, Lord. Thanks a lot. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 122nd legislative day.
Senator Tillum.
President, with no additions or corrections, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved for reading.
Senator Tillum moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection, the journal certified. Introduction of guests.
Senator
Meehlin.
I have a very talented young group of Navy dancers in the far gallery today who I'd like to introduce, and as I call your name, I'd like to have you stand up. First would be Judy Grady, Patricia Daniels, Sharon Frank, Larry Garrity, Patty Johnson, Larry Judy, Marla Kitka, Donna Lang, Mona Lewis, Dorothy Lord, Donna Marvin, and Ruth Ann Farquhar. And their chaperones with them today are Charlotte Young, Alice Titel, and Isabel Brady.
Further introduction of guests. Senator Tillum.
Mr. President, I move National House consent for recess to call the chair for purposes of party conferences.
Senator Tillum moves and asks unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess to the call of the chair for the purpose of Democrat and Republican Party caucuses. Without objection, it's in recess. Shall I come to order, Senator Tillum?
Mr. President, I would move you now and ask unanimous consent that we hold the calendar and all reports over till tomorrow.
Senator Tillum moves and asks unanimous consent that today's calendar be held until tomorrow. Is there objection?
I object. I'd like to keep an eye on working too, sir.
Senator Ray with moves his objection. Without objection, then the calendar will be held on tomorrow. Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, are there any announcements from committee meetings?
Senator Hibbert.
Mr. President, the pre-conference committee on HB 692 will be meeting in room 106 at 3:30.
Senator Ziegler.
Yes, Mr. President, I have this year a committee meeting scheduled again today, so I'll shoot once more after adjournment. Tomorrow morning, it will be a fairly brief meeting.
Further announcements? Senator Miller?
I want to just go on record objecting to not having special orders. I look forward to them.
Further announcements?
President, I move
Senator
we adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
I stand. Stand means I'd like to give the rules chairman an opportunity to get the
Senator Cotillo moves and asks unanimous consent to the Senate stand adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection.